Turkey is increasing security for its Jewish citizens and institutions today. Historically, Jews in the Turkish Ottoman Empire faced little of the discrimination and violence suffered by Jews in Europe. But today, the long history of friendliness between Muslims and Jews in Turkey is under pressure like never before after Monday's events off the Israeli coast. Matthew Brunwasser reports.
At the Jewish Museum in Turkey, one of the few in the Islamic world, curator Naim Gülerius explains the history of Turkey's Jews to a group of Dutch tourists. Most Jews here are Sephardic. They're descendants of Jews invited by the Sultan after their expulsion from Spain in 1492. He says they brought with them a rich culture of their own.
Because the Sephardic Jews coming from Spain bring with them the knowledge of the Golden Age in Andalusia, when the Christians and Muslims and Jews together performed a lot in the arts.
Gülerius says Jews thrived in the multicultural empire because it was Ottoman policy to welcome ethnic minorities seeking a better life.
To be benevolent, not only to the Jews, but also to others, people coming from different countries, Jews, Christians, Muslims.
But the political culture today in the Turkish Republic has changed. The Islamic ruling party has moved Turkey closer to its fellow Muslims in the Middle East, at the expense of its historic strong ties with Israel. After Israeli commandos this week killed Turkish activists, public anger in Turkey is burning. And Gülerius says the 22,000 Jews of Turkey are feeling the heat.
In politics, there are not the feelings which count. It's the interests, the national interests of the countries guide the attitude. So what will happen tomorrow, I don't know. For today, it's really hard period, and we Turkish Jews are very affected of what happened. We share the feelings of the whole country.
Looking back at similar tensions in December 2008 during Israel's offensive in Gaza, Gülerius says Jews were initially frightened, but then things calmed down. Soli Ozel, the foreign editor at the Habertürk newspaper, who is Jewish, says Jews needn't worry. He says Turkish reaction to the Gaza crisis was much worse, and that blew over.
This time around, the government has been extraordinarily careful, in my judgment, very responsibly from the first moment onwards, in making sure that one made a distinction between Israeli policies, Jews in general, and especially the Jews in Turkey. Everybody who ever opened their mouths was careful to point this out. That was not the kind of care we've seen during Gaza.
Back then, he says, anti-Semitic signs were posted in government buildings, and ugly language about Jews was used by the public and officials without restraint.
I think so long as the state maintains its cool, and this is the kind of attitude that the state adopts, I don't really see things worsening.
Turkey sees itself as a responsible and constructive power in the Middle East, Ozel says, and it doesn't want to jeopardize its position. But in this tense atmosphere, Turks seem unable to imagine how relations with Israel could recover. The Jews of Turkey hope the government will step in to prevent attacks. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.